following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. What's your idea of perfection? What do you think it takes to achieve your goals? My name is Nico, and thank you for tuning into The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection.
Alrighty then, welcome to today's episode of The Musician's Journey and The Pursuit of Perfection. Today, we have I have a guest on, my dear friend, Aiden. He also marched the same high school as me. He also did 4 years in the flute section and pretty much was like another section leader within the section. So, Aiden, what got you into playing the flute?
I think for me, it was just in fifth grade, I didn't really know what else to do because I didn't want to be in what was like the elective wheel because I thought it was boring. So I was like, might as well just do band. And when they, when the middle school director came to our elementary school, she had us try like all the mouthpieces, and flute was the only one I could play. So I just stuck with flute.
Keep it a buck with you. That's kind of what happened with me, but at least I got to choose my instrument. Because at least for me, my biggest influence for the flute was my sister. Because during her years in my old middle school POP, she was like one of the first people in that band program when they started it up. And she played the flute. And I don't know where it went, but, you know, I just kept playing it. And I pursued it throughout high school. And it was fun. So, as like a four-year marching member that graduated with this pretty decent program, you were like, you could say that you were one of the leaders. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, considering we only had four seniors, I think we all of us kind of had to take up a leader role. Yeah,
true. So arguably, you know, what made you want to, at least from what I could see, you seem pretty eager to be a section leader. So what was your drive for wanting to help guide the underclassmen?
Well, initially, I think it was back in, well, at the end of my freshman year before COVID, I was close friends with Richard, our drum major, our sophomore drum major. And at that point, I wanted to be a drum major, but then COVID happened, and I was like, I think I'd rather try and go for section leader. So I just kind of kept trying to work towards that, even applying in the end, didn't end up getting it, but it didn't really matter, because like I said, we only had four seniors, so we were all pretty much section leaders. I think I just wanted to help the underclassmen, especially the freshmen and sophomores, because we were just coming out of a pandemic and it would be harder for them to really get into marching and the spirit of marching.
All right. Thank you for your answer, Aiden. So as you were talking about, you had influences, one of them being our friend Richard, who was drum major. But do you have any other influences that, you know, provoked you to want to help lead the section?
Two, mostly for section leader. The first one would have to be our senior, Catherine Ama. She was just really encouraging for all of us. She helped us through a lot of things that didn't even necessarily have to be band. And it was just also nice to keep in touch with her a little bit throughout our senior year. Another one would be our junior year section leader, pretty much our only section leader.
What a surprise. She's actually here with us now.
She's here with us today.
She's one of our audience members.
She's an audience member. She's walking away because she's embarrassed, but she had a really good control over the section most of the time, even though the section got really rowdy, and she knew when to be serious and when we could have a little more fun.
Speaking of, like, the section being a little rowdy, our senior year was a... You remember how that went, right?
It was a little more than rowdy.
Right. So what were like, some challenges we encountered? Do you remember any challenges we encountered last year?
I think the main one was all the drama that was going around, not even with our own section, but, like, it spread throughout the band, and eventually had to bring it up with the directors, and I don't even know what really happened with it, but we had to try to do our best, because I don't know if the directors did much, so we had to talk with other section leaders, and that also didn't really go well, but we tried.
No, that's true. We did try. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I kind of don't remember what happened either, but, you know, looking back on it, that whole argument was a little petty, huh?
Yeah, that whole thing was, like, really, really dumb and stupid. I don't know. It was just off some numbers and code names and stuff.
No, you're right. But, you know, like you were saying, we did our best. We tried to contact, like, both sides of the argument and, like, try to, like, get, like, a clear picture and then, like, see where we could go from there.
I remember the section leader Discord was a mess after us talking about that.
What happened in the section? I don't remember. What happened in the section leader Discord?
The other section leaders were like, oh my god, we gotta talk to them, we gotta interrogate them and bring it up to the directors, and we were just like, that's not the right thing to do, guys.
I remember now. Because it was like everyone getting up in our grill about, like, oh, we should do that. Remember, there's something about that other Mr. Percussion who was like, oh, we should do this and this. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
He tried to force us to do stuff that none of us wanted to do, and he wouldn't even know what was going on because he was in a completely different section in percussion and was never even around any of our, like, the people we were talking to. It was just, I don't know, whole thing.
I mean, point is, we, as leaders in that section, we tried our best to, like, solve the conflicts and, like, guide our underclassmen towards a solution, at least. But you know how it is. They eventually got over it, and it was normal from there on, right?
I think we did our job.
Yeah. We did our job to the best of our abilities. And that was, in addition to that, throughout the season, especially in the beginning, with having to really guide our underclassmen, specifically the freshmen. So you remember one of our dear freshman who wasn't the best at keeping her foot timing. But seeing as you've been visiting their past shows this season, she's improved a lot. And you can say that was in due part to us, you know, hammering it in as, like, oh, you got to count, you got to keep your foot timing, right?
Less of hammering it in and more of you screaming the counts during shows, if you remember that.
I was hammering it in. We did. I did my job. You did your job, you know. We all did our job except for the one senior section here, but, you know. It's
God,
tight.
That was crazy.
Yo, if she hears this.
Imagine. She won't, but imagine.
I mean, it's the truth.
Hey.
It's the truth. We did more than her. But, you know. So, Aiden, at least for me personally, within, like, the first month or two of being officially titled, like, assistant section leader, I felt like a little sense of imposter syndrome of, like, oh, I was, like, real tight with some of these people last year. They're, like, real close friends to me. And now I got to kind of bark on them when they're, like, making little errors on the field and stuff like that, whether they're not in time, whether they're not facing the box, all of those things. Did you ever get a sense of that where it's like it's a little uncomfortable to like not reprimand but like correct them whenever they make a little error?
I think it was less on me since I didn't have the actual title of section leader, but it did feel a little weird sometimes, because we were just talking to them as friends, like not even a couple months before, and now we have to try and, like you were saying earlier, hammer them into shape and try and get them to do what's, I guess, best for the band.
No, what's best for the band? Because, you know, we're not... We have a good track record as Logan, you know?
Fallen off, but yeah.
Oh, we've fallen off. But, hey, this season...
This season's looking promising.
It's shaping up. It's shaping up to be something different. But, you know, there was kind of that... Because that senior class was, like, the only one that experienced, in a sense, losing. Because you remember freshman year? Second place, was like, oh!
Second place. Right. To some people that can turn? That's crazy. Right.
So, like... It's kind of understandable that they were like a little relaxed because Metallic Dance's season, it was just regionals and there was no competition.
They still never hung up our banner for winning, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, at least now they have that drive. A majority of the band has that drive of like, we got to do better, you know? And it shows. It shows, right?
Yeah. They're really quiet on the field during rehearsals. It's really weird.
When have you been there during rehearsals?
Me, you, and Aaron.
You're right. I remember that. I mean, I would imagine it's a little... Because, you know, it gets to that point in the season where it's like, oh, we got the chunk of the showdown. We're just chilling.
Yeah. Well, also, they didn't have the chunk of the showdown. But they're surprisingly quiet. I don't know if it's because they're scared or whatever, but they're really quiet.
Yeah, and that's another thing that... I think we had a little struggle with, you know, as we were talking about, there's this distinct boundary of like section leader and friends where you really got to like teeter that line, but more towards section leader if you want to make things happen. Right?
Yeah. And it's a really hard line to like not cross. It's, I don't know, because if they see you as a friend, they're not really going to listen to you. They're going to be like, oh, they're just joking around or whatever. But if they see you completely as a section leader, they're going to be really annoyed at you and probably get mad at you and probably gossip about you behind your back, which is what happened a couple of times.
Dude. You know, I think, did that ever happen to us?
Yeah, it did.
To us? Damn.
I don't know if I ever told you, but it did.
Yeah, I mean, we did our job. Everything's cool now. It doesn't matter.
I mean, going back to that football game last night, I think we did our job.
Yeah. We set the groundwork for some great members. That's what I'm going to say. And as the episode's coming to an end, this Shiloki should have been at the beginning of the episode, but just as another little last-minute story, do you remember how we met? Cause I came from out of district, and you know, I just came into that summer rehearsal as a freshman. I didn't know anyone, so do you remember how we just happened to meet?
I remember I was placed at the very end of the flute section line, probably because I was like the, what was it called, technically the lowest rank, quote unquote, ranking flute coming from Cesar Chavez and not being in symphonic band at Cesar Chavez. So I think them also not knowing where to put you since you came from out of district and there's no way to rank you, they just put you at the end.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for reminding me of that heartwarming story, Aiden. But We'll have to cut it there. So, give it up for Aiden, our dear guest. And
thank you for tuning into this episode of The Musician's Journey, The Pursuit of Perfection.